Belinda and ABC Audio present this recording of A Collection of Interviews from 1 Plus 1, Volume 2, presented by Courtney Act, Rosie Batty, and Kurt Fernley.
Pallavi Sharda, welcome to 1 Plus 1.
Thank you so much for having me.
My pleasure. Now, I know you're an actor, but your love of performing arts started out in dance.
That's right.
Tell me about that.
So I grew up in Melbourne, Australia, and I was a part of a very vibrant Indian community where the performing arts were really valued. And I remember being really young and my parents taking me to a dance performance called Bharatanatyam. It's a classical Indian dance form, which is, I can never talk about it without, moving my arms, really symmetrical based on Hindu mythological stories. And I just looked at it and it was magical. And when I was three, my parents took me to my first dance class in the Collingwood College canteen in Melbourne. And that was it. Never looked back.
I feel like I have similar childhood experiences. When you say Collingwood canteen, I can just picture suburbia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was my life.
Yeah.
It wasn't very pretty.
I remember that from my childhood too. And it was your dad who introduced you to Hindi films?
It was. He was a big film buff, and obviously having two young kids growing up in Australia, one of the priorities for my parents was that we could speak Hindi. And my grandmother was a professor of Hindi, so language was a big part of our family tradition. And he loved film, so he introduced me to the old classics and the newer kind of contemporary films that were coming out in the early 90s. And you'd get these VHS tapes and you just watch the same film about 18 times. And I found these sort of goddess-like women who were performing, you know, in rain sequences and in the fields and emoting with their eyes. And I was like, this is magic. How do I do this when I grow up?
And that's where the sparkle began?
That's where it began.
Nice. It's interesting with some migrant families that there's like an importance placed on culture, and then others, it's about assimilation, and I know my parents both emigrated from Europe and I don't know anything about their countries or their cultures, really.
Yes.
I thought that beetroot and liverwurst sandwiches were a traditional Danish meal.
Canned beetroot?
Yeah, canned beetroot. But that importance they place on culture sounds like such an important thing that would give you such a rich connection.
Absolutely, and I think my parents were so rooted in who they were before they came to Australia. And I think something that contributed to them being able to hold on to that was perhaps the way they came to Australia as migrants. They were skilled migrants that were almost invited here in the 1980s. And so I don't think they felt that pressure. They didn't feel this notion that, you know, this government is endowing upon us some great favour by allowing us in, which unfortunately is the case for many migrant communities. There is that sense of having to feel grateful for being given a place here. And I just think they were very sure of themselves. And my brother and I both were quite interested in, you know, what did it mean to look this way and to go home and hear the sounds of Hindi and hear our parents speak in a different accent. How can we also be part of that? So that became our priority, because the Australiana was happening anyway. We were going to primary school and, you know, getting weird, being called Pavlova, which is what I was called when I was a kid.
Nice.
Yeah.